So if you are a person that just naturally has limited beliefs anyways, then 9 times out of 10, if I have a vision that is just like huge, you're not gonna see it.
When I hear limited beliefs, I think contraction. You confined to this small space at this very moment, you're thinking small.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquaya D.
Badman Breeze in 10 ear.
It's your boy Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area if this is your first time here, and welcome back if it is not your first time here. This is a podcast where we talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. We like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. In layman's terms, that means we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be music. It could be movies. It could be food. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have interesting conversations and we love to bring you guys in on them and hopefully inspire you to have your own. How y'all feeling today?
Good. Well rested.
It's beautiful.
It's good. Spectacular.
Oh, that's awesome. All right.
How are you?
I am marvelous.
That's my word right there.
Yeah, I'm doing well.
Yeah, I like that.
I already recorded this morning, so that was good. And I'm feeling better than I was feeling last night. So, already ahead of the game. So,
beautiful.
What are we talking about today?
Today, the topic is your dream or vision. I like vision. So, your vision isn't for everyone to see.
Elaborate.
I think that was my topic.
So I think it was yours too.
So I think it's a thing of oversharing. Well, feeling the need to overshare and wanting people to understand what's in your head before you even fully understand or grasp the entirety of what this vision is and can be and will be. So I feel like oftentimes we get upset or feel some type of way when people don't see where we're going. But it's supposed to be like that because everybody isn't supposed to see where we're going, because a lot of times the only people who really understand where it is that we're going are the people who have been there before or are on the same trajectory or are a part of the plan. But we want the people who have nothing to do with what we're doing basically small-minded people, or who have never been in this situation or attempting to do this thing.
I wouldn't say small-minded people. So people just, if they can't see it, they can't see it. That's just, sometimes it's just not, they're just not supposed to. I would say that it also goes back to just like you wanting, a lot of times the people that we want to understand or to hear or to see our vision in the way that we see them are the people that we're closest to. So it's a thing of like wanting the people that are in your community or that you grew up around or whatever to understand what you're doing. Because sometimes you're doing it in your mind, like you're doing it for yourself, but like you're doing it for them. So like you want them to understand exactly what you're doing and the magnitude of it. And sometimes they just don't understand it because it's not their vision. I think that in some ways they might understand it, or they might understand the bigger aspect of the vision. But then a lot of times it's a thing of like, well, how are you going to get there? And sometimes it's literally just because they don't, just like you may not have a point of reference of how to get there, they might not have a point of reference of how to get there either. And they're just like, oh, well, when I had a dream similar to that, it was just, they chalked it up as a pipe dream, or just decided that they wasn't going to be able to do it. And then, so then you come into them and be like, oh yeah, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. And then like, it might be elements of it that's even farther outside of the realm of what they envision for themselves. And from there, it's just like, well, I don't even know what you're talking about. This don't make no sense. And I mean, I couldn't do it, so how you think you gonna do it? That type of thing.
Yeah. So that's not a small mind.
I don't think it's always just small minded people. I think like sometimes it's just a matter of, I wouldn't call them small minded. If they can't see it, I don't think it's always like they can't see it because they weren't able to do it. Sometimes it's literally like they just don't understand what you're doing. That's not a small mind.
Yeah, I would say, all right, this is how I'm imagining it right now, right? If I told you guys right now, imagine a car. And imagine a car with some heated seats.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What car are you guys imagining? Completely different cars, right? Yeah, I'm thinking of an Audi.
I see the Monopoly car.
Cool.
With heated seats.
I only see the inside of the car, but the seats are black.
Right.
They're leather.
So, all that, and that, again, I told you to imagine a car with heated seats. Everybody had a totally different picture of it. You didn't, and so until I actually like make the thing real, no one else is going to be able to see what I'm seeing. So it's like, even if I tell you, I could describe it in vivid detail, you could still be like, I don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't necessarily think that means you have a small mind. It's just you don't have the lens that I have to be able to see what I'm seeing in my head. So when I say, I could have been like, yeah, imagine a car, and I'm thinking of a Jetsons car, and it's levitating and whatever. But you guys don't have the full picture in your head because you're not in my head. You're only seeing the world from whatever seat, yeah, whatever seat you're in this big movie of life. So like you're looking at it like, I mean, I guess I can see. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's people being small-minded. They just don't have the viewpoint that you have. They just have a different angle. They're just in a different seat in the theater.
Word.
Or y'all can continue.
Dang, I had another point to piggyback off of that. I also think that going back to what you were talking about, oversharing, I know that for me, for a long time, I was an oversharer, and it was simply out of the hope that, or I would say the desire. I had a strong desire for people to understand what I was doing. So I would over-explain or overshare a lot of the details that maybe only I understand. It's like if I'm talking about mixing a song, right? Like if it's one thing if we say to our families, I made the beat, I made the I wrote the lyrics, I da da da. But if I go into, you know, I made the beat, and while I was making the beat, I started EQing it, and when I EQed it, I took out this one thing, and then I was like, oh, that's it. They not gonna know what I'm talking about. But in my head, I'm like, I'm geeking out over this thing. You're supposed to geek out of it on it too, because like it's my vision, it's my dream. I'm doing my stuff. It's exciting, but sometimes it's literally just like you said, different perspective, different lens. So you wind up oversharing, and which sometimes can lead to disappointment because you feel like, oh, they don't believe in you, when it's just like they just don't know what you're talking about, like. You speak in a whole different language to them. So for me now, I'm in a space where I'm working on balancing, I guess, like not oversharing, but also still being able to tell certain parts of it, and understanding like, okay, this person does music, so I can talk to them, but maybe they don't do music in the way that I do music. So I can't necessarily go into the specific details of this thing, or they might get lost, but I can tell this part of the story, or, you know, just balancing that aspect of it. But I think that I just think that some people just, they don't see the vision because you might be speaking another language to them. It happens.
I'm working on not sharing
at all.
Yeah, until it's done. I feel like for me that's the best bet, because in the past, I wanted people to, I guess in a sense, understand what it is, or, yeah, I'm going to just use that word, like, understand what it is from where I see it,
mm-hmm.
or how I see it, even with the lack of verbiage or articulation that I have explaining this thing. you're supposed to be able to see it because I can see it. So I'm working on sharing it, and that leads to like disappointment or discouragement, or feeling the need to be able to explain what it is that's going on in my head when I could just do it and here you go. That's what I was talking about. So that's what I'm working on. Seeing the deed through, and then I could show the world what I did.
Yeah, I had learned some of that from Rick Rubin's book. He was talking about pretty much not if you're working when you're working with people, don't say no to the to anybody's idea. Let them make it first, and then decide whether or not we're keeping it. Because until you actually see it, you don't actually know if the idea is good. So when you actually make the thing and you show and you're able to show somebody what was in your head, now we can assess whether or not this thing is actually like
good
or not. But until then it's just a vision in your head. And again, the vision is supposed to be for you because like you were in the right space to catch that whatever frequency you were, like the idea came to you at the exact time that you were supposed to catch it. It wasn't meant for them, so they're not going to be able to see it. You can even articulate it to the best of your ability, and they can kind of get a picture, and then you'd be like, you think they got it. At least this happened to me. It'll be like, I think you got it. All right, cool. We start talking more, and I'm like, you in a totally different room of the house, my boy. Like, this isn't I was out. This isn't where I was going with it. So, I think it's important to, like you said, Breece, to, pardon me, like you said, to bring the deed to a close, or bring the thing to fruition first. And then be able to just show people, because it's a lot easier to talk about something that I did as opposed to something that I didn't do yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why like the vision is supposed to be for you, because until you make it real, it's like
people don't have a concept.
Yeah.
Of it.
And you were gonna say something. You can if you like.
I can't remember what I was gonna say.
Going once. Going twice.
Out of here.
So what I was thinking about earlier was, at least for us, or at least for me, I'll say us, art in whatever form is another form of communication. So, and it's, I believe that it's meant to allow people to express themselves and allow people to, communicate at the end of the day. So with art, it is normal to receive criticism or opinions, thoughts, just conversation. I feel like if nobody says anything, then you got to go back to the drawing board. But if people have things to say about whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's good or bad or indifferent, I feel like we're on the right track. It was another point that I had as well that I can't remember. I think it was about communication, but you could go ahead.
I feel like that's the case with everything. Not every single thing in life, but like a lot of different areas of, I don't know, industry expertise, but where like there's going to be some level of criticism a lot of times. And I think that, like you said, if there's no criticism, especially going back to art, there's no criticism at all. Well, I don't know if criticism is the word. Maybe commentary?
I said or opinion.
Okay. If there's nothing, if you get nothing, radio silence from it, then it's like, okay, yes, go back to the drawing board. But I think that a lot of times as artists, because we are often misunderstood, or we often feel like people don't understand what we're doing or what we're working toward, a lot of times we will opt out of the opinions and hold on to whatever we have, and so that we don't get any criticism or any opinions, because in our minds we're like, this is my baby though. Like, you have to love this, and if you don't love this, I don't want to hear anything else. But at the same time, if you don't give me your opinion, I don't know if I'm headed in the right direction. But also, I'm not going to be able to improve in the next time I do something, if I don't get anything.
You can go ahead. I don't 100% agree with that, but you can go ahead.
You can say what you're going to say because mine was going to might segue us.
It was about the opinions and not being able to improve. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's true to an extent, but everybody's opinion isn't valid when it comes to the art. Like, a lot of times you got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
So, to that point, I disagree. But also, sometimes, or a lot of times, once an artist gives or shows what they've done, a lot of times they're already on to something new. But to your point that I agree with, while you're doing that something new, the opinions that hold weight or are valuable in this sense, you could take that into the new while you're creating the new.
Yeah, I didn't say take every single opinion that comes your way. Like, the ones that, when you do get something, like how we say you can learn something from everybody. You can learn something in everything. So when you do get an opinion on something, maybe the lesson might be to ignore opinions for a while. Or the lesson might be to add more color into this other area. Or the lesson might be, like, even if you give your own self an opinion on things, like, the lesson might be, I want to go deeper into this lane of what I'm doing. You get to decide which ones you want to apply, but at the end of the day, if it's radio silence, even like if you don't have an opinion on it, then yes, go back to the drawing board. Because if you're making art, you shouldn't be indifferent about whatever you just made. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you said if you're making art, the person who made it shouldn't be indifferent.
Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that one. I think the art, because so there's times where you can make things and you're indifferent, but if it invokes something in somebody else, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go back to the drawing board for that specific thing. Like, you could be indifferent because I don't care. Like, I just made it because this is how I felt at the time. I was just kind of feeling somewhere in the middle, or so, like, I don't really love it. I don't really hate it. I just made it. And if it happens to hit somebody in a certain space, it's like, dang, I really dislike it. It's like, okay, I didn't necessarily, I'm glad you feel a certain way. I think the main point is so that and it sounds weird, but if other people feel something when they do it, when they see it, because, like, you can just be making something just for the sake of making something, and you don't necessarily love it. You just love the process of making things. So that's why I think when you're making, I think great art polarizes. I think it definitely makes people feel either hot or cold, but I don't think the person who makes it has to love or hate it. I think they just have to make it.
I think they should feel something about it other than indifference.
I'm not mad at that. I also think it just depends on the person, because I think when you're making something, right, if you hate it, does that mean you should never put it out?
Not necessarily.
So
I think it's the same thing. Like, you might hate it and other people might love it. Like, it might still evoke some type of emotion from it. Or you might hate it for a reason that it's not that it's not good. It might be the experience behind creating it that made you hate this. A lot of times it's better to release that than to hold on to it. But I just feel like my personal opinion is that if you do create something, I don't think that it should only evoke emotion to outside people. I think it should also evoke emotion to you as well. Like, I don't feel like you should just be indifferent about it. I feel like if you feel indifferent, then it's not done. That's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna tell you wrong. I just don't necessarily think that it's always that it's not done. I just think you might not really feel a way about it. And it could just be that you don't feel a way about it now because you don't know what this thing is yet. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, you made something. It's like, I actually don't know how I feel about it. And then a year later, it's like, I actually really love that now. I had no thought about this before, but now I actually feel something about it.
Well, do you release it even if you feel indifferent?
I mean, that's a personal choice, but...
Because...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. You said,
no,
but,
you can.
I was going to say, because in my opinion, until you go back to it and be like, I actually love this or I hate this or whatever, I feel like at that point, then you make a decision to release it out to the public. I feel like it until you have an emotion about it, like, it's not done.
So your first question was, do I release it? I just want to make sure.
I like that thinking, though.
You said what?
I said I like that thinking. If you feel indifferent about it, then it's not done.
Yeah. I think in general, you probably shouldn't, using that word loosely, but in general, but I also think there's times where you don't know what you made, and so you don't have a feeling about it yet. Like, there's been times where I made things where I'm like, I don't even know if I really, like, I don't know if I like this. I don't know if I dislike this yet.
And did you release it?
No, but it wasn't because I didn't have a polarizing feeling.
You
it was just
ropes.
Because I didn't. Yeah. It was because, it, at the time, it was just because of imposter syndrome. But it was, I don't necessarily, like, there's been times where I put things out where I didn't know how I felt about it yet. And then when I put it out, I was glad that I put it out after. Like, I think if I, so I'm currently subscribing to the thought that the whole point is just to express what I express, or like how I feel about the expression, comes after I made the thing.
Because I feel like even if you express indifference, right?
Yeah.
If that is the expression on the thing, the emotion, it doesn't have to be a polarizing emotion. The emotion that it might invoke for you is like some level of release, like some level of relief, like whatever. It doesn't have to be like, oh, this made me super excited and I want to put it out to the world, or it made me feel like extremely angry and I decided to put it out. It was, I felt indifferent. I made this thing. But now that I made this thing, I feel like it's time to release it to the world. Like, I think some sort of emotion should be attached to the person who created it. Or it's not done. That's just my, that's
yeah,
my thought.
Yeah, that's because, why I said I'm not going to argue that. Go ahead.
Because I have had times where I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. And I mean, the song that was just released, my flame almost did not come out because I was like, I don't know how I actually feel about this. And then I was like, I went back to it later and I was like, actually, I really like this. Like, this is good. It didn't make me jump for joy. Like, this is the most amazing song ever. But it was like, okay,
yeah.
I like this. It gave me something.
So, yeah, so you didn't have to have a, you didn't really have a feeling about it until after you put it out, which was the point.
No, not until after. No, I didn't. I did not put it out until I had a feeling about it.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, that's fair.
It almost didn't come out because I didn't have a feeling about it.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. I don't know if you need to. I think sometimes, because I'm thinking, in my head, I'm thinking of like Basquiat or something, somebody that's painting, right? I don't know that Basquiat loved every painting he made. I don't know if he hated every painting. I don't know what he thought about the paintings he made. So like, and there might have been stuff that he was like, I didn't really care about that one in particular. But everybody's like, that's the one, my guy. I need every painting to look like that. And he like, I don't really care. Go ahead.
To that point, I feel as though, because I'm looking at it from my standpoint, I may not care about it. I may not care about this piece compared to the totality of pieces that I have, but I still like this one. Like, I like this, but compared to the other ones, it's trash.
So, I like, got you trash.
Even with my music, like if I put like the songs that I put out, I love those songs when I put them out. But even after they're out, I might be like, that's trash, or I could have did this better. I guess now I'm looking at it from a critic standpoint to see how I can. So now I'm looking for my opinion on how I can make the next thing better, like you were saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
But I mean, I don't know. I don't know every artist's process. I mean, our processes are different as well. So for me, I'm like, I need to feel something.
But
And
is feeling indifferent a feeling, ain't it?
I guess
I
technically
thought
it is a
it
feeling. But I just feel like it's not the
was,
right one.
yeah. Nah.
It's that.
But then this is why I was saying, I think to a degree, when I'm making it, I have a feeling, but when I'm done making it, if I don't necessarily have a feeling, that doesn't necessarily mean that the thing isn't done anymore. You know, like because if I made this thing, I clearly had a feeling because I made something from it. But when I'm taking a step back from it now and I'm looking at it objectively, quote unquote, I don't necessarily, it doesn't, and if I don't feel anything, that doesn't mean that it's not done. It just means that I might not necessarily have an attachment to it anymore, or maybe it was, you
I
know.
didn't think about it from an attachment standpoint. See, that's different. But I still think, like, even if you don't necessarily have an attachment to it, because I still think you should have some sort of emotion. Like, even if the thought is, this is done. Like, I don't, completion is not an emotion, but like, whatever, whatever completing things feels like to you, like, I think that there should be something attached to it. But that is also just my process. Because in my opinion, if I'm indifferent about it, then when I release it, I feel as though there will be other people who are indifferent about it. And either way, regardless of if I'm happy or sad about the song, it might be people that's indifferent about it regardless. That's just like the way the world works. But that's just how I process, like, did this make me feel something? Am I excited about this? Like, did it evoke emotion in me? Because then I know I can evoke some type of emotion in at least one person. And that's just how I look at it. But even with that, going back to the original
Yeah, I'm
topic,
gonna do the same thing. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, even in us discussing that was two totally different perspectives of like the same exact thing. And as far as envisioning how the process of like feelings along with artwork is completely different. And I still don't necessarily like I see your point,
Is that right?
but like I don't fully see your point because my process is different. And that's going back to like how some people just aren't gonna see your vision because their process is different or their perspective is different or you know how they grew up is different. Whatever it is, their beliefs are different because also your belief system, a lot of people's belief systems dictate how they see the world. Most people, everybody's belief systems dictate how they see the world. So if you are a person that just naturally has limited beliefs anyways, then 9 times out of 10, if I have a vision that is just like huge, you're not gonna see it.
Oh, she just said you thinking
I was
small.
just thinking that. That's all I was thinking. That's all I was thinking.
Small
I wouldn't call
minded.
them small-minded though, because I feel like calling people small-minded means that like they're constantly in the state of small thinking. It's just like you just don't see my vision. I don't know who else's vision you
All right.
decided to see.
So when I hear limited beliefs, I think contraction. So you confined to this small
Backyard.
this small space. Not saying it's not saying that you don't have the potential or the
Intelligence.
intelligence to be a
Big minded.
big minded or a grand minded thinker, but at this very moment, you're thinking small.
Oh, I was gonna look up
Small minded.
yeah, but my phone in airplane mode.
Were mine too.
But but I'll look it up later. But I guess I don't, when I think of small-minded, but I guess you're right, because when you say you're thinking small, that means that typically, like, your mind is small.
You've got a small yard, you got a fence around your yard that's a little bit too small for you, for the grass. That's it. You could expand. You could knock off some of the.
You can't fit two visions in here.
Yeah. But I was also going to say, I mean, still staying on topic, but I was going to say, I don't know how on earth we expect people to see our vision, right, and understand the vision when, even when you make certain things, people don't get it. Like, I can give you something and be like, this is for this, and somebody be like, looking at it like, I don't get it. Yeah. It's like, but I gave you the physical, like, this is, it's here, it's physical, it's in reality. You can't, it's like, they still can't see it. So I don't know how on earth we expect people to see what's in our head, because sometimes you can't even see it and it's right in front of you. Yeah. It's like, that's a hoodie, but yeah, it's a different kind of hoodie. But what you mean? It's a hoodie. It's like, yeah, but the inside is set. It's a hoodie. Like, what are you talking about? And it's like, some people just can't see it.
I would say even like, another example is like when you look at a painting, like the reason why art galleries and stuff are such a huge thing is that anybody can look at a painting and see five different things. Like if all three of us sat and looked at abstract painting, it's highly likely that we would each see something different. And that's just like, because of who we are. We're three different people. Or when they have those pictures where they be like, do you see a cat, a dog, a mouse, a bird, or a tree?
And I'd be like, a blob, blackness, a fish. Sorry.
And then they'd be like, that tells you about your personality. If you saw this thing, then you're da da da. And if you saw a blob, then I don't know what to tell you. But like, that's another example of like, but I think that because of we're such community-based people, having or showing rigid opinions or a narrow outlook, petty.
Thank you so much.
All right, we got our definition of small-minded. Okay.
The ending said petty?
Yeah.
That's actually hilarious.
I never thought, I never actually looked into that word. Let me finish what I was saying first, and then I'll jump back to that. Never mind. We're back at small-minded because I can't remember what I was saying. But I think maybe I just don't like, because I had never looked up the word, I'm like, I didn't like the word. Like, I'm like, that's rude calling people small-minded. But I mean, based on the definition, y'all right. So basically I was going to say, I think our desire to have other people understand our vision is, I don't want to say entirely based on, but a lot of it is based on the fact that we are community-based people. Like, as far as people are meant to have some sort of community, and you want to be a part of that community. So you want everybody to understand you, or to understand what you're looking at, or to see the things that you see. But, I mean, everybody don't got the same level of vision. Like, some people got 20/20. Some people got 15/3. And then some people got 2/3. And that's me.
I was going to say.
My glasses.
It's 2/3?
No, mine is 3/3. Let's move on. Really? Let's move on.
All right, bye-bye. I didn't know that. I just didn't know they went in the single digit.
I mean, like, it's actually like negative.
Wow. I'm sorry. I'm not judging. I just was negative. Curious. I just didn't know that they went.
I thought if you need glasses, they negative.
Yeah, it's like -3. Really? I didn't want to have to say that.
Is that really? I thought it was like all in the positive. I didn't know could drop down to the negative.
One of mine is like, wow. My left eye is -4.5. And then my right eye is like 2.5, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, you never needed glasses.
Yeah,
so.
I just, wow, that's crazy. I thought they just kept it like it was 20, and it was just like, all right.
You would think.
Everything like 20 down. I didn't know it was like down. Like it was.
It goes further than that.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I just like, you, okay, all right.
We're on the higher end of needing glasses.
Really? All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's why I had to open my third eye.
Like, so that you can actually, see the vision.
Yeah.
See, God gave you a better vision instead of vision.
Yeah.
Okay.
Another, is a feeling process.
Yeah. Another definition, having strong opinions and refusing to consider new or different ideas. All right. Mm. Small-minded. Mm. I'm on board, y'all. Yeah. I like to know what things mean.
I understand. I'm the same way.
But yeah, I think that that's like a huge part of us wanting to, I guess, be a part of the community in that particular way. So you want the people that are in your circle to understand exactly what you're doing or what you're working toward. And sometimes I just don't.
I was just going to say, looking at it from a different perspective, I feel like it may be a great thing that everybody isn't able to see your vision, just because if we're sticking on the community-based thing, it's a lot easier to have conversation or spark up conversation if people don't know what it is that you're doing. So it's like, oh, what is that? Now they're curious as to what it is you're doing. As long as you're able to explain what it is that you're doing.
that's a bit, yeah.
Yeah. So if you're able to explain and articulate, one thing that helps a lot is Sequoia D's creator strategy guide.
Wow.
You get that, you get a lot clearer on your goals, on your plan, on your mission, your vision, all that, who you talking to. But
I guess it'll be available by the time this episode comes out.
But yeah, just being able to give the people something that they never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the people are interested or show interest in what it is you're doing, like they're not coming from a judgmental standpoint or I'm asking so I can respond. I'm really asking because I'm curious. I feel like that's a great thing for people not to know your vision.
Yeah, I was also going to say, I think I agree with that point. I also think going back to Shakur's point about like everybody, us being community based, I think a lot of us have this intrinsic need to want to be understood because it makes it easier for us to not feel alone. So like you don't feel as alone when you're understood. So when people don't understand you, you feel like you're isolated. And I know contrary to what everybody, like I know people like this, but I like being alone. People don't really, like people don't want to be alone. They enjoy being alone, but they don't really want to be alone all the time.
Yeah, I think it's a thing of, it's okay to be alone when I don't have to be alone. Like, but if it's just me and nobody else, it's like, I don't like this.
Yeah.
But sorry to cut your wisdom.
You good. And I think once you look past that, like the thought of being understood and you're just like, all right, I'm just going to work on my vision and just like make it a real thing. Like, I think once you get to like that space, you're able to accept other people for their, like whatever their vision is, and you're able to have more interesting like dialogue, like you were kind of saying, Breeze. And I think life would be a lot more boring if everybody had the same vision, right? Because there's no contrast. Like, one of the best things about like life, movies, TV, like it's contrast. When you see something huge, something small, something wide, something thin. Like when you see the contrast, it makes you, it's like, all right, that's intriguing. I didn't imagine it that way. So like, even when we're looking at the same thing, we all see it differently. And now we can, like you said, have a conversation about it, but it opens up everybody's world because now everybody's looking at things slightly differently. It's like, how did you even get to that? I was like, well, actually, my upbringing, you know, my childhood trauma made me believe that was going to harm me. Like, wow, I just thought that was a toy. I didn't think that was going to harm me. I was thinking, I remember I had great interactions with that as a kid or whatever the case may be, but we all have different things that contribute to making our worldview, and I think our worldview helps other people's worldview get bigger in general. Sorry, that was a long-winded talk. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I'll be here every Saturday, but go ahead.
I was just going to say, pretty much to sum up what you both said, is that life is way more interesting because of the fact that everybody can't see each other's visions, and everybody has their own vision. I think that there is a, I agree that it's a good thing that not everybody can see your vision. Also because of the fact that, well, I agree with the talking points. That does make things interesting. But also because everybody has such different perspectives, like you were saying, it opens up your worldview a little bit more. We wouldn't even have the opportunities to explore things because at the very least, we would all think that we already knew everything. Because it's like, oh, well, I could see your vision. Like, what if it was a thing? Like, if you could look at somebody and automatically see what their vision is, like, then you would automatically think that I already know this person. I know how they think. I know what they're working toward. I don't even need to speak to them. I know who they are. And then you just go throughout life not, I guess, even finding your community. I guess that would go, I feel like maybe it would make it a lonely place. Because you probably wouldn't feel the need to talk to anybody because you already know all their, you know their vision.
I think it would give people, it would make people want to talk to people. People won't talk to everybody, but mm-hmm. if they like your vision, they will want, or if they want to be a part of your vision,
then I they'll think about it from that perspective.
It's like, now I know what you're doing. I know what you stand for. I want to be around more people like you.
Okay. Yeah.
Or on the flip side, if you got a chance to see what somebody's worldview is looking like, it's like a little cramped in here. Like, all right, I see what's, all right, this is, all right, I need a little bit of room to stretch.
But even with that, then you might not talk to more people, or you might not give yourself, or you might miss the opportunity to talk to somebody who does have a smaller vision and help them expand their world or their mind, or to talk to somebody who has a bigger vision than yours, because you might see their vision on the outside and get scared and be like, you know what? I'm going to just go home. I tried it. I came outside. You know what? I'm going to go back home today. We'll try again tomorrow. So like, I think that it could be a really good thing. It could also be a really like bad thing. It could be hindering, but it could also be beneficial. I think that it would, it would be weird if that was the case. And I'm probably only saying that because we live in a world where everybody can't see your vision. But it will be weird.
Yeah. But I also think it's good because, or one reason why everybody can't see everybody else's vision besides, all right, never mind, not even that. But one reason why everybody can't see everybody's vision is because they have their own vision. So it's like, I'm not even really attempting to step out of my vision to see your vision.
Mm-hmm. yeah, that's good. In my head, you guys were explaining this stuff, I was like, can you imagine if it was looking like if everybody was able to read each other's minds?
That's how I was thinking of it.
Because it's like, that would... I wonder how different life would be if everybody... This is a side note, but I wonder how different life would be if everybody could read each other's... Like, literally read each other's minds. It's like... It's nothing... I mean, it would be loud. And it's like, there's nothing to hide. Like, there's nothing to hide.
You got to have some good morals. Everybody be doing self-work.
You'd be like, because everybody watching.
Mindfulness like, mornings.
I don't know. Imagine? That would be weird.
Like, oh, Breeze is spiraling over there. He's spiraling.
But he's doing it with a smile.
That would be crazy.
That would be wild.
Now, it'd be difficult for me to actually hold in my emotions. Like, I can hold in my emotions, but the energy be different. My energy be telling on me. I'm feeling.
It'd be seeping out your pores.
Really, but is that lack mindset? Can I read something to y'all?
Oh, man.
I'm similar, though, I think. But it'd be weird because I'd be assuming, I guess it's my fault, I'd be assuming that people would be able to know how I'm feeling. And then people will continue to operate around me. I'd be like, wow, y'all don't even... I can't even feel this. I know I feel crazy. I'll be able to tell when y'all be feeling crazy, but like, is it just me? And that's when I figured out I was a vibrator.
I'll be able to feel it, but sometimes I don't know. I'll be like,
Do they want to talk about this?
Yeah, like, I'm like, I don't know if you want to talk about it or if you want me to just leave you alone. So I wait for you to come to me. You know, I'm working on not giving out unsolicited advice, so, you know.
Message.
You wait for you to come to me, and then, because I don't want to also assume that something is wrong, and you're like, oh, no, nothing wrong, good. All
right. I've been up since 3. I need a nap.
That is always his thing.
I be moody. If I don't eat, I be fine. But if I don't sleep, now I'm realizing, if I don't get the sleep I need, I'll be in my feelings.
Yeah, sleep is a bit. I'm definitely annoyed when I don't get sleep.
I'm annoyed when I don't eat or get sleep. So
we're all just big kids.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it sounds like. Need our naps and. Naps and snack time.
I need a nap. I did that before, actually. Anyways, let's move on. But do y'all have any final thoughts on your vision, on any final thoughts on anything that we talked about today?
My final thought is, spend time with your vision, understand your vision, cultivate your vision. It's easier to find your vision once you start working towards your vision. Mm-hmm. Like, your vision will unfold once, like, fully unfold once you work towards your vision. Like, so if you got, like, a vision the size of a mustard seed, as soon as you start, once you plant it, put that dirt back over it, new soil, water it. Mm-hmm. That's the cultivating part. Mm-hmm. You churn.
Okay.
You churn the soil. Actually, talk to your vision as well. I'm not even about to go on this tangent about a plant, but just watch it grow.
Message. I guess I was just going to say, just enjoy the fact that nobody else can see the vision, because it gives you opportunity to do something people haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a little bit more, it's exciting, you know? You get like, ah, I got something that nobody's seen before. Let's just make this thing. And yeah, just enjoy it.
And then my final thoughts are, just because they don't understand your vision doesn't mean that they don't believe in you.
Mm.
So...
message.
Just the, and it might, whatever they say, it might sound like they don't believe in you, but they just don't understand, and that's truly what it is. So those are my final thoughts. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. We appreciate you guys for being here. If you like this episode, you will definitely like the episode that is linked. Make sure you check those out, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye. Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people, and hopefully Shakoya D's creative strategy guide is in the description below.
It'll be in the description below.
Yep. You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn.